And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 Indie Morning Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Quinn.
And I'm Callum.
And we got Cindy here as well.
I'm here, yeah.
And you just listened to Gold on the Ceiling by Black Keys, as well as Blackout by Turnstile, and Deal with the Devil by Screaming Sins.
New release from an awesome Kingston band.
So good, actually. That was a great track.
Big fan.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, Cal, do you want to tell us what's up next?
Yeah, we're going to take it back in time. We're going to start off with some Warren Zevon, then maybe transition into some classic, the godfather of indie, in my opinion, Neil Young.
Yeah, I would say they call him the godfather of grunge, actually. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Yeah.
I think he's the godfather of everything.
Because like he's such a contrarian. He's still one of my favorite boomers. Like a lot of his people, you know, they compromise themselves in their older years, and he's still a fighter.
He's still a senile old man.
He is.
and he's doing a great job at it.
Oh my God. We were just talking to Jesse about his live shows. Like, incredible. Like, I don't know where he's at now. I know he had to cancel some in the previous year, but still, like, if you can, go.
Yeah.
Go. Why do you guys like this music? Were these records in your house growing up?
Warren Zevon's kind of he's like, his songwriting and his guitar playing is kind of what I go to during exam season. And right now, we're kind of under the gun
for exam season. Okay. All right.
So we're going to play some of that just to, like, relax and kind of get the energy back. Neil Young has always been played in the house.
Yeah. On repeat. And man, like, Canadian icon, but also just amazing rock and roll. I remember listening to him when we were like 4 years old. He was on the radio, on the CD, in the car. Like,
yeah.
Just an icon right there.
And he has something for everybody. Like, you can't say you don't like Neil Young.
No.
It's like saying,
I agree.
It's like saying I don't like the Beatles. Like, you just haven't found the right Neil Young yet.
You got to be careful though for those live shows, because sometimes he'll go Neil Young, and you get Harvest Moon and you get like Date Night kind of thing. But then if you go see him with Crazy Horse, like, some people don't want that.
He goes crazy, exactly. Like, if you're looking for that.
So know what you're going for, yeah.
Exactly.
But he's fantastic.
But you make a great point. Like, if you're a folk guy, you got Neil Young. If you're a punk rock guy, you got Neil Young.
Yeah.
If you're a grunge guy, you got Neil Young.
Oh my God, Neil. Okay, excellent.
All right. We're going to start off this old-timing train with Warren Zevon.
Warren Zevon.
Let's start off the band.
Let's go.
Johnny strikes up the band. Go! A chance that was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lines to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset pig. California, I'm coming home. Did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California. Coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your ear just give you. Thank you. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown and I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am? Strung out on another man, California, I'm coming home. So full of strangers, all the news at home. You read more about the war and the bloody changes. Oh, will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am?
And we're back. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, Crothers Hall. Quinny, what did we just listen to?
Wow. What just was on was we had a couple of vinyls ripping there. We had Johnny Strikes Up the Band by Warren Zevon. And then After the Gold Rush, Neil Young. And then on that Canadian folk scene theme, we brought ourselves into California by Joni Mitchell. Unbelievable. Classic Canadian artist.
Hey, those two were running Yorkville before Drake.
Oh, yeah.
Before Drake and all those.
And The Weeknd and Justin Bieber, yeah.
Those guys were just Yorkville OGs.
Love to see it. Love to see it.
All right, well, we are super, super appreciative of everyone listening, and especially our grandmother. And our grandmother is a huge, huge Red Hot Chili Peppers fan. I didn't know this, but she called me and said, Callum, you got to play those Red Hot Chilis. And this is much to Cindy's chagrin.
Hey.
Because Cindy doesn't like them, so
hey,
we'll play them
anyway.
Hey, you
just threw me under the bus. I want to play this for her. I'm so excited she's listening, you know, and that she's a Chili Peppers fan.
Yeah, like,
this is so good. I want more information.
Like, artistically, maybe one of the greatest albums of all time.
Yeah.
Cindy's giving me the death stare right now.
It's
but
fine. It's fine. We have our things. We have our things.
Yeah, Blood Sugar Sex Magik is just a double album of pure pepper hotness.
Funky, rocky, and artistic.
Yeah. And there's a documentary about it. It's called Funky Monk. Free on YouTube. Only 60 minutes long. Highly recommend if you're interested in getting that behind-the-scenes look to what the Peppers were like at that time. A lot of fan service, really.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's good. You learn more about their lifestyle, Rick Rubin's influence on the band and that album. So without further ado, let's put them on
let's
here.
Let's give it away now.
Yeah. What I got, you gotta get it, put it in you. Feeling with the feeling, don't stop.
Give it up, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, into the new Twiddle song, Frankenfurt. Alright, next up, we got some more Canadian classics. I was just browsing the interwebs, okay, as they say, the other day. And do you do that, Sydney? Do you browse?
Occasionally, yes, occasionally. I might. Yeah.
I've heard of it. I saw this sick concert poster from probably like 78, maybe?
Okay.
headlined the show in the Edmonton, like, whatever Edmonton's hockey arena was at that time, was Led Zeppelin, backed up by the Canadian band Chilliwack.
Okay. And that sounds about right.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Like, what a time to have been there, eh, Quinny?
Oh, unbelievable. Would have been glory days right there.
Ask your grandparents. Right? They might not tell you.
They're raising families. They're busy at that point. But yeah, we're going to go into some Chilliwack. Baby Blue by Chilliwack coming up next, followed by some more amazing Canadian music. Right here on CFRC, Indie Wake Up Call.
Got something to tell me? Please come up and tell it to me. Please come up and tell me, baby blue. Have you got a tear or two? Well, come on up and tell me, do now. You can tell it all now, baby blue. Really, baby, don't be shy. It's all
ask you guys something? So you guys said you didn't know who Metric was.
No, this is the first time listening.
So I think there's something that happens with the generation where you know like a lot about your parents and the older stuff, but the stuff that the millennials listen to, I wonder if you guys know, like if I say something like Broken Social Scene to you or Stars or Arcade Fire, like do you know those albums?
Broken Social Scene, Arcade Fire, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm familiar
okay.
with Arcade Fire for sure.
They're okay.
Hamilton?
Montreal. Montreal. Actually, they were McGill students. Some okay. of them came from Texas, but they were all McGill students. But yeah, I often wonder, like, do you know those like millennial bands that sort of came up around the year you were born, basically?
I think you're right. I think we're a little bit disconnected from that. It's a lot of like discovering on your own. You don't really yeah. get force fed. It's not like your parents are playing that or it's coming out when you're in high yeah. school and your friends are playing it. You got to kind of like branch out and figure out what's going on.
It's a good discovery yeah. era for you guys too, because Metric, like we love them here and they have a long, long history.
They're fantastic.
Great Canadian band. So it's always fun to hear new yeah. music from them. So yeah, I was just wondering like, maybe we can dial into that you know 8-year era.
Yeah. So yeah. if you just
oh sorry.
Yeah. So if you just missed that, we have Baby Blue by Chilliwack and then Crush Forever by Metric, just playing fantastic songs, Canadian bands.
Hey, next week we're playing some Arcade Fire.
Next week? I think
I like it.
I think so.
I love them, and my heart. They broke my heart, but I still. We can talk about Arcade Fire next week.
Sweet.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
love
yeah.
it.
Okay.
Can I tell you a dirty little secret?
Every day.
Every day. Okay, here's my dirty little secret, and hey, I'm going home for the summer, so CFRC can banish me and give me a year-long suspension if they want.
But
I love country music. Like,
okay.
I
no.
love
okay.
country
All
music.
Right. All right.
And so the next songs we're going to play are two country songs that are country adjacent. First up, we're going to play the new Sturgill Simpson song. And Sturgill Simpson, he's groundbreaking country artist. Really, like, he should not.
Talented.
Super, incredibly talented.
I've seen Sturgill Simpson,
wow,
actually. I
that's
have.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And he's
so
not just
a
country.
Surprise.
He released a full-on rock
yeah,
album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all of his hardcore country fans got mad. And then he released another country album. But now he's kind of pissed off with the music industry. So he's, the most recent album he released, under his stage name, Johnny Blue Skies and the Dark Clouds, is only available in physical medium. And this was a big hype up. He talked about this a bunch. And then he leaked it on YouTube. And then he took it off YouTube. And he's playing around with our hearts. People are their pre-orders are, the pre-orders filled up. It charted to number 3 on the Billboard Top 100 with just physical sales. Incredible.
I love that. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Sounds like an icon rebel. Like,
yeah, really.
But
to be
at a place where he's popular enough that he can do that, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
to really do it from the top and force people to buy the medium. Okay.
Yeah, people respect
okay.
him as an artist.
And, when you think about where country comes from, it's all that rebel, like kind of going against the grain, bad
it was.
Boy.
It was.
Bad boy music. And I love that. Is it fair to say it's been beer washed with trucks and jeans and Coors Light?
There's
is
a formula.
That,
like there
it?
Are
yeah.
so many session musicians in Nashville ready to go down. If you want to do a country album, they're ready. They'll do all the backing tracks and they'll help you songwrite those typical things. Like it's a full cog in a machine situation.
Yeah.
So somebody like Sturgill that comes along, and there are many other examples that don't want to play.
It's amazing.
It makes them angry.
Yeah.
It makes them angry, and that's where we come in. That's awesome.
I love it. I love it. And we're going to play some outlaw country. We're going to go from Sturgill Simpson into my favorite band of all time, The Grateful Dead.
Okay.
And a George Jones classic, The Race Is On. So Sturgill is going to take it away.
Yeah. down deep inside, like my heart's got a big break. And it's down the loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. You might think that I'm taking heart since you broke me off with a call. You might wait till then I'll hide in sorrow when I'm on the run down and ball. Now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstage. Heartaches are going to the inside, my tears are holding back. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all.
Thank you so much for spending your morning with us. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Have a great rest of the day, and make sure to tune in for our fantastic shows later on.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week, and good luck on exams to everyone.
To everyone.
Everyone.
Hi, I'm Steve Swelsey Wells, and I'm extraordinarily excited to invite you to Gannspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th at the Royal Theatre in Gananoque. Come rock out with MC Shansky, Gananoque's Poet Laureate, Gretchen Huntley, and listen and dance to some great rocking grooves by Pudge, The Red Handed, and my band Triple J, all in support of the Gananoque and Area Food Bank. Advance tickets are available now for $20 through Eventbrite or by emailing me at ganspringrock@gmail.com. You can also help by buying one of our incredible Gan Rocks 2026 t-shirts and participating in our fundraising auction on Facebook, featuring wonderful gifts from local businesses, all in support of a great cause. So take a look on Facebook for Gan Rocks, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Ganspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th.
Attention Ontario pickleball players. The Maple Leaf Pickleball Club invites you to the Smash for a Cause charity tournament in support of Jumpstart Charities. This action-packed day of competition and community spirit takes place at the Fairgrounds Racquet Club in Hamilton, Ontario, Sunday, April 26th. Whether you're playing for fun or for the podium, there are prizes to be won. And don't miss the battle for the coveted Maple Leaf Cup. Smash for a Cause. Register now at MapleLeafPickleball.org. That's MapleLeafPickleball.org.
Music doesn't need a visa.
有些声音不用翻译也能听懂。
No genre limits?
今日もない。